From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Britain, the scandal over expense claims by members of Parliament has claimed its most senior victim. The Speaker of the House of Commons, Michael Martin, resigned today. He is the first Speaker to be forced out of office since 1695. NPR's Rob Gifford has our story from London.
Michael Martin was not directly caught up in recent revelations about MPs' expenses, but as the man in overall charge of Parliament's administration, he presided over the expenses system that allowed MPs to bill the taxpayer for things like repairing their tennis court, installing their chandeliers, and cleaning the moat around their country home. Today, Martin bowed to pressure from all sides and resigned.
In order that unity can be maintained, I have decided that I will relinquish the office of Speaker on Sunday, 21st of June. That is all I have to say in this matter. Order.
Unlike in the US House of Representatives, where the Speaker actively promotes the policies of the majority party, the Speaker of the House of Commons is supposed to be impartial, a kind of referee in the boxing match of British politics. But some MPs accused Martin of losing his impartiality and being more interested in finding who leaked the information about MPs' expenses to the Daily Telegraph newspaper than fixing the system itself. Today, Prime Minister Gordon Brown reiterated his commitment to reform.
I believe that the keystone of any reform must be to switch from self-regulation to independent external regulation. Westminster cannot operate like some gentleman's club, where the members make up the rules and operate them among themselves.
Today, Michael Martin announced new measures to limit what members of Parliament can claim for. His defenders say he has been made a scapegoat for the excesses of many MPs. David Steele is a former leader of the Liberal Democratic Party.
It's been a terrible couple of weeks, and I think it's been a great shame for Parliament and a shame on Parliament. And I feel very sorry also for Michael Martin, who's been caught up in it all.
The question now is whether the resignation of such a senior figure will assuage the massive public anger about the expenses scandal, as confidence in politicians of every political colour has been shaken to the core. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.